Good evening, and welcome to
Heebie-Jeebie Time
with M.
And then creepy sounds?
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Heebie-Jeebie Time with me, obviously. I hope you guys are excited for this one. I'm not, because it looks really creepy, and there's a picture attached to it, and it's really creepy. This is Anansi's Goat Man story. This actually is from 4chan's X, I guess, community or whatever. Anyway, so it starts and it says, "Here's my story. Be 16, be black, and have family down in Alabama. They farm and own a huge amount of land down in Huntsville. I know somebody that lives in Huntsville." He's going to listen to this. This is so funny. Okay. Okay. He's a patron. I'm not going to say his name, but yeah. They farm and own a huge amount of land down in Huntsville. Uncle owns a big house and a bunch of trailers they put out in the woods for hunting and camping. Down south, cousins suggest that we go out there to camp. Know I'm a city kid from Chicago, so they tease the fuck out of me. Collect food, kill a pig and some chickens, and bring necessities to camp out for a few days. We get to the camp and it's obvious something is weird. Air has this weird electric smell right before a storm, like ozone. We think nothing of it and unpack and go down to a little creek to swim for a few hours. All of a sudden, some older white guy and a white teenager come out of the bushes. He has a shotgun in the crook of his arm and says hello and asks us what we're doing this far back in the woods. We tell him about our uncle, who he knows, and say we're camping out. He tells us we need to be real careful out here and stick together. There is a big animal in the woods. His son, who is my age, asks if he can stay and hang out with us. He says okay. Okay, so I'm already getting a little creeped out right now, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, because I don't fuck with the woods. I grew up in the city. I'm originally from Southern California, and it's not... that's like something that I've always talked about, how like I really want to live in New England because I don't know what it's like to like grow up with like woods around your house. I've never been in the woods before. The closest thing that I've ever been to woods is like when we used to go camping, because my family used to go camping every summer. But that wasn't even the woods, you know, that was like a fucking, you know, a lake in California somewhere. So yeah, I'm already starting to get, I don't know, the woods just seem so weird to me. It just looks creepy and I would feel very, very weird in the woods, I think. So yeah, okay, why am I already getting nervous about this? Why am I already like preparing myself to cry? What's wrong with me? I am like psychologically like scarred because of doing heebie-jeebies. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, let me start. I'm going to stop green texting because the story is fairly long and the format is harder to write in. So we end up playing football. Dicking around with me, there's this white kid, Tanner, five of my cousins, and then four of their friends. In a total, there are five girls and six boys. We were all around 15 to 17. We ended up just dicking the day away. So we head back to the camp and pulling out some stuff for a campfire, even though the trailers both had kitchenettes. Tanner says that his family's property sits up against my uncle's. He wants to run home and ask his dad if he can come out camping with us. My cousin Rooster says he's going to go with him since it's going to get dark soon. One of the girls also wants to tag along. It's about 7 o'clock and it's starting to get pretty dark. They take flashlights and take the trail towards Tan's property. The rest of us chill. We make s'mores, drink, and kiss on the girls. Damn, these guys are gonna get lucky out in these woods, bro. Okay. About 30 or 40 minutes later, there's a smell of ozone again. You could smell it over the smell of the fire we had started. This really nasty, coppery smell, like right after you've had a nosebleed and it stopped. It wasn't exactly like dried blood, but it was that nasty, metallic, back of your throat smell. We immediately think that it's some kind of electrical malfunction and someone's left a hot plate on or some shit. We search the trailers and nothing is on and we can all smell it. All of a sudden, we can hear people booking down the path towards us, and Rooster, Tan, and the girl all come running into the clearing out of breath, and they don't even break stride. They all run into the trailer. right by where the fire is. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Why do I do these? Fuck my life. Okay. We all get the fuck out of there and into the trailers. They end up calming down. Even Rooster is crying his fucking eyes out at this point. All the while, the fire is guttering lower and lower. So my other cousins say fuck it and are about to go outside to get the generator out of a shed between the trailers. Tanner goes, fuck no, lock the front door, ain't nobody else going outside. He's been crying too. And his eyes are bloodshot and puffy, and his pants are dirty as shit. He goes on to tell us that they went up to his house. His father said sure, he could go out camping, but to make sure that they were careful on the way back and that maybe they should take one of the hunting rifles just in case. Evidently, Tanner had seen something in their yard a few days before. One of their pigs had come up, ripped up, and half eaten. Ew. They assumed it was some big cats or coyotes, even though they don't usually fuck with live animals. He had gone upstairs and packed his stuff and told his dad they would be okay without the rifle because coyotes avoid people, so they started walking back towards where we were camping. So Rooster finally stops crying and shaking. The girl had already had, but she was just staring out the window with a dumb look on her face. He says they had gotten halfway into the woods towards the camp when they started to hear shit in the forest. It was almost pitch black by this point, so they weren't sure at first what the fuck it was. The girl said she heard something in the bushes right off the trail, and they all beamed their flashlights over there, and there was someone standing back in the woods in a little hollow. Rooster said they shouted at him and told him that he was scaring the fuck out of them and what a dick he was. He says that that's when he realized that this guy was facing away from them. Oh, God, no. I just got goosebumps. Fuck. Okay. Oh, God, no. Okay. Fuck. So they keep walking, and they start smelling that nasty coppery ozone smell. They say that they look off into the forest on the opposite side, and it's a dude standing in the forest, backward, slightly closer to the path. So now they start power walking, and Tan keeps going, I should have taken the fucking rifle. As they're telling the story, the smell is super, super strong inside the cabin. They say that after they started walking faster, a kind of low gibbering had started coming from both sides of the wood. And as they started booking it back to the trailer, the girl said she had flashed her flashlight out into the woods to the side of them and had seen something jerking itself through the woods. The gibbering just got louder and louder, and when they could see the light from our campfire, something had come out of the woods about 40 yards behind them onto the track, and they had just flat out ran as hard as they could to the trailer. Oh my God, why am I fucking reading? Okay. So we're out in the fucking woods, and we're assuming at this point it's some rednecks or some shit trying to fuck with us. All of a sudden, my other cousin, Junior, starts going on about how he went to school with a native kid that was telling him about the goat man or some shit. We promptly tell him to shut the fuck up because we don't need any spooky talk right now. Dude, this story is written in my style, and I live for that. Like, they're, like, cussing and shit. Like, this is literally how I would tell stories. 10 out of 10 for that. But he just keeps going on and on about how it's the fucking goat man and how we're in his woods and blah, blah, blah. Now, at the time, I had never heard of this goat man or any of that. But then a couple of years ago, the year before I graduated from college, I had a menum for a roommate, and I ended up asking him about it. And to sum it up, it's basically a fucking man with the head of a goat, and he can shapeshift, and he gets among groups of people to terrorize them. It's also supposed to be kind of like the Wendigo? And it's bad mojo to even talk about, and even worse if you see it. I'm gonna fucking cry. Okay. You guys are gonna listen to me have like a breakdown over this story. Okay. Keep in mind, I didn't know this back when I was 16, so my cousin is going, the goat man's going to get in and fucking get us. The girls are all terrified, and my cousins and I are fucking trying to figure out if it's just some hillbillies or if it's some animal. So all of a sudden, the smell just goes away. Like, to this day, I haven't even experience anything like it. Like, usually smells fade away or lessen. It just literally was there 1 second and then not the second. Then not the second? That's written. I just read that the way it's written, so I'm sorry if that doesn't make sense. So it's after an hour, making it around 9 or 10, we've stopped shitting bricks enough to go back outside and stoke the fire again. We figure it was just some assholes trying to fuck with us, so we don't go back home because we think if we do, they'll chase us through the woods or some crazy shit. Nothing else weird happens that night, and we stay another night, and for the main part of the night, nothing happens. At about 1 in the morning, we're outside getting drunk and telling ghost stories. As someone is finishing some too spooky story, I don't remember what about, the smell comes back. It's so fucking strong that one of the girls literally starts vomiting. Ugh. I stand up and you can actually feel how clammy the air is. I say we should get inside and this isn't right. We should have just fucking left. We all go back inside and we're standing around. My cousin just keeps going on about how it's the goat man, and my cousin Rooster tries to shut him the fuck up, and all the while I'm feeling that something is wrong and I can't figure out what the fuck it is. We end up sitting in there for a while. The smell is just as strong, and we're terrified and all huddled in this camper. We end up cooking brats for everyone because nobody wants to go outside. It's one of those packs with 4 brats. We had a total of 3 packs. I grill them on the stove and give everyone a hot dog. I get mine. After a while, one of my cousins gets up and goes over to the pot to get another one. He starts grumbling about how I get 2 brats and everyone else got 1, and I look at him like he's fucking stupid. I tell him that everyone only got 1 because there was only 12 brats. If he wants more, he should open up a new pack and cook some more. That's when the girl that had been out with Rooster and Tan just starts screaming, "Oh Jesus, oh Lord, get it out." She's crying and shivering, and then it dawns on the cousin standing up, what the fuck is wrong? Me and him both glance around the room, and then I feel my heart fucking sink. I run the fuck out of the cabin and the girls run out with us. The trailer door is banging against the side of the trailer as everyone books out of the cabin. What? One of my cousin's friends asks us what the fuck was wrong. I start counting us. There's only 11 now.
No! No. No. No.
Oh my, no. Oh my God, no. Okay, fuck. Oh my God, one of the people that was with them is the goat man, bro. Okay. I shit you not, my cousin verified. There had been 12 people in the cabin, but being that everyone didn't really know each other that well, nobody had really noticed the whole fucking time that there was an extra person. And then I realized earlier that I had kind of noticed something was off. You know how when you're just dicking around having a good time that you don't sweat the smallest shit and you don't always keep track of certain stuff? I'm dead sure that someone else had been in the trailer with us and that they had been there for at least a fucking day eating with us. What makes it worse, I could figure out which one because I don't think anyone ever actually interacted with the other person / the goat man. The girl kept praying to Jesus, and we're all sitting outside. Eventually, we get big-ass sticks and go back in the cabin, but there's nobody in there. We count again, and there's only 11 people. We go back into the trailer and lock the door. We explain what the fuck happened, and the girl says she realized, too, and that when he was about to say something, the person sitting next to her had grabbed her leg hard and leaned over toward her and said something she couldn't understand. Oh my God, what the fuck? Oh my God, I don't like this. So we are pretty much scared as fuck as we huddle together and I fall asleep. When I wake up, the sun is just coming up and half the people are asleep and the other half are packing our shit up. We all want to walk back home, but like 4 people want to stay until the sun is all the way up. And some people think that we're just fucking around and still want to stay at the trailers. I just want to get the fuck out of the woods. The girl's name was Kira, the one that the goat man had touched. Anyway, I asked her if she really thinks it was something bad, and she said she just wants to go home and she doesn't want to be out in the woods alone for another night. So we decide to split up. Why? Every time people split up, it's a bad idea, dude. Seriously. So we decide to split up. The four that want to go can go, but I have to stay because I have the keys to the cabin and it's my uncle's and I have to lock up. I'm super pissed by this point because I feel like people aren't taking this shit seriously, and I definitely didn't want to be out in the woods for another night. I spend the rest of the day trying to convince the rest of the people, now four girls and four guys, to get the fuck out of Dodge. Tanner leaves with them to go get a rifle and says he's going to come back. So there are just seven of us left by 4 p.m. At around 5 p.m., he hasn't made it back yet, and we're getting extremely fucking antsy, and the only reason I have stopped begging them to go was because he went to get the gun. It's about 5:30 p.m. or so when the one cousin that did not stay says that that girl Kira is outside. We all look outside, and sure enough, she's standing by the fire pit with her back to the cabin. Oh, no. I'm thinking to myself, if she was so fucking scared, why the fuck does she come back? And then I get this nasty feeling in my gut. Keep in mind, the whole time the coppery smell has been gone. Now I realize I can smell just a ting of it. I say this to the rest of them and everyone. And these are the people that wanted to stay in the fucking woods after we had the goddamn goatman in our midst, is laughing at me and asking if I set this up to scare them. I'm looking at them like, I'm not fucking bullshitting you at all right now. I ask them, why the fuck would I play like that? So one of the girls goes outside to get Kira. She gets halfway to her and stops cold. Kira starts heaving. I don't know how to fucking describe it. Sort of like if someone with their back turned was laughing without actually making any sound. It was this fact that made me realize there was not a fucking sound in the whole woods. It was dead silent. This was like later in September, so it was still fairly hot at the time. But it was super chilly some days too. And you could usually hear big ass geese honking or some kind of birds or squirrels chit-chatting. So I step out of the door and tell her to come back in the fucking trailer right goddamn now. She backs up into the trailer and we lock the fucking door. We pull down all the shades except one and put a guy there in a chair to watch her. She stands there for another 20 minutes or so. The guy turns to say that she's still there and there's a huge fucking bang on the door. We all jump the fuck up and scramble around the living room of the trailer. The banging is super fucking loud. So now my cousin is holding one of the girls and the other two are kind of giggling with nervous laughter and me and the other two guys are shitting bricks. Then we hear Tanny screaming, "Let me the fuck in, stop playing games." So we go over to the door and open it and he stumbles in with the rifle. There's no one else outside. Evidently, he had walked up to the campsite. Nothing weird happened in the forest, but he had seen a girl. Mind you, he said it was not Kira standing there. When he had gotten to the edge of the clearing, she had turned towards him with a slack-jawed look and just stared him down, slowly tracking him as he was walking around the outside of the clearing towards the camp. He said it wasn't until he was almost halfway to the trailer he had realized that she was getting closer to him. She had just stayed off by the fire, and without him even seeing her move, she had been turning, inching closer. Oh my God. He said he just ran the whole... Oh, I can't even read this. He said he just ran the rest of the way back to the cabin thinking it would open. And when he got to the door and it was locked, he turned and it was about half the distance to the door. He looks around the room and then gets super pale. He pulls me to the side and whispers in my ear, "You know that there's only seven of us in here, right?" Oh no. Oh, fuck. I get that feeling when your stomach drops to your nuts. I feel like that right now, actually. It's really funny you had to say that in the story. It had been back inside the trailer while we were sorting out who was going where, and then when we all went outside to talk earlier in the day, it had just slipped right back in. We looked out the window and there is no one out there. So we recount everyone and then basically I go over and ask everyone how many people were here earlier and everyone says eight. And I say, "Well, how many are here now?" They all do the count and then realize that there are only seven people in the cabin. Oh my God, fuck this shit, dude. Oh God, fuck. Okay. So Tan had brought back a couple boxes of ammo and his rifle. And he had told his dad that there was some kind of animal in the forest because he didn't think his dad would believe him if he said it was the goat man. He said that his cousin is supposed to be coming down in a few hours and in the morning we can go back to his place and his cousin will drive us home. Now I'm fucking terrified. But I at least feel better because we can be American and shoot the fuck out of whatever it is that comes back. But then my cousin gets into this huge argument with one of the girls because she thinks that I'm trying to be funny and prank them and that she's getting really scared and that I'm not funny. He keeps telling her I'm not that kind of person, and she says, well, how do we know the girl wasn't just Tanner in a wig? Or if it's really the goat man, how do we know that this is the real Tanner and that goat man just didn't kill Tanner in the woods and take his gun? Stop. So we fucking get into a huge argument about this where me and Tanner are like, we could seriously be in danger because at the very least, someone has been sneaking themselves into our fucking trailer without us knowing and mingling with us. And at worst, something is in the fucking forest fucking with us. One of the girls is crying and saying she wants to go now, and we're trying to tell her we shouldn't because none of us are walking through the forest in the middle of the woods. At this point, the sun is starting to go down and it's getting a little bit cloudy out. Ugh. I am writing to my friend immediately, and I'm going to ask him, I'm going to tell him that I'm upset at Huntsville right now, so just give me 1 second. I hate Huntsville. Thank you. Okay, now let's go back to the story. One of the girls is crying and saying she wants to go right now, and we're trying to tell her we shouldn't because none of us are walking through the woods in the middle of the night. At this point, the sun is starting to go down and it's getting a little cloudy out. We eat something and turn on the radio for a while, but we can't really get a station out here with anything decent, so we turn it off at about the time that Tan's cousin shows up. He's like 19, I think. At this point, the sun is just barely over the horizon, and he has one of those heavy-duty lantern flashlights and another rifle. He walks up to the trailer, and we whisper to Tan, asking if he's sure that's his cousin. He says yes. The guy looks behind him and all around the camp and then walks in. He kind of glances at all of us and looks a little confused. He says, where's your other little buddy at? I figured she would meet me up at the cabin. Is she a little slow or something? He also asked whether we had been cooking blood in the cabin because it smelled like blood in hot pans all the way up to the trail. We were all like, fucking nope. But we asked him what the fuck he's talking about with the girl he saw. He had come down the same trail Tan had been using, and he had come up on one of used guy's buddies standing in the middle of the trailer looking at him slaw-jawed. He had asked her a bunch of questions, but all she did was look at him. Then she smiled at him and he said he kept walking. She couldn't seem to keep up with him and kept lagging a little behind him. He said he asked her if she was hurt or something and if she needed any help, but she just continued to stare. Eventually, he had been walking and turned around a bend in the trail. But when he turned around and went to see if she was okay, the trail was empty. He assumed she had taken some shortcut through the woods to our trailer. We tell him the whole story of what's been going on. I half expected him to say we were full of shit, but he just listened and sat down on the couches in the living room. Tanner's cousin, I'm sorry I'm talking really fast, but I just need to finish this because I'm starting to get really freaked out. Tanner's cousin gets back to the girl. He says when she had been trying to lag behind him, it had kind of weirded him the fuck out, so he tried to keep her in front of him, but no matter how slow he walked, she was always lagging a little bit. And then he smelled this nasty smell and it got stronger as he got to the camp. Eventually it got really strong. She had said something really low that he didn't catch, and when he had turned around, she had been right the fuck up on him and he stepped back from her. It was at this point he asked her if she was okay, and if she wasn't, he'd have to carry her back the rest of the way, and she just kept staring. He said he reached out to her as in to grab her on the shoulder, but he must have misjudged the distance because she was off to the side of where he had put his hand, like she had moved while he was looking dead at her. It's at this... Oh my God. So at this point, we know this shit's real, unless Tan is playing a joke, which we can tell he's not because he's almost pissing his pants. So they load up their rifles, we eat some more, and we just kind of sit there around until about 11. To this fucking day, every time I think about this, I really pray to God that it's just some huge prank that my cousins played on me and just never revealed so I would shit for the rest of my life. At around 11, the stink of copper turns into an actually nasty, gross, blood-like smell, like cooking blood and singed hair. Tan and his cousin Reese get the fuck up instantly and grab the rifles. There's like a half knocking, half clawing at the door, and I shit you not, there's this voice. And it sounds like when you see those YouTube cats and dogs whose owners teach them how to talk. I'm gonna cry. It says in this halting, weirdly toned voice, let me the fuck in, stop fucking playing. It made my fucking nuts creep up my fucking body, and one of the girls just starts crying and calling on Jesus. It was so fucking obviously not a person talking. It didn't have the right cadence, and that's some shit that I never realized until that moment. But all people have a certain cadence when they talk. No matter what language, all people have a certain kind of rhythm to talking. This Jew didn't have any sort of cadence or rhythm. One of those YouTube cats, that's what the fuck it sounded like outside the door. So now I'm in full terror mode. We keep yelling outside, who is it? Stop fucking around, man. And it just keeps saying in or let me the fuck in for almost 15 minutes. There's a YouTube link here. Okay, no, thank you. Oh my God, no, no, no. Oh, I'm gonna cry, dude. It sounded like this almost, but just not funny. Oh my God. Sorry for being on a tangent, but if you can't imagine how this shit sounded, then you can't imagine how fucked up the whole situation was. So now the smell goes away for a while, and for the next hour or so, you could hear someone basically creeping around in the woods and shit. Every couple of minutes, it'll come back into the door and say something. Finally, when the smell... Oh God, I want to finish this already. I'm so freaked out. So then the smell goes away for a while, and for the next hour or so, you can hear someone basically creeping around in the woods and shit. Every couple of minutes, it'll come back into the door and say something. Finally, when the smell fades away, it's around 2 a.m. right now, Reese says, man, fuck this, and opens the door and walks outside with his rifle. He fires a shot into the air and says something to the effect of, in the name of Jesus Christ, go away. He fires 2 more times, and then from the woods right up against the river across from the trailer, it sounds like something is slowly gibbering or hooting. Then it starts screaming, and it sounds almost like a woman and a cat in a bag screaming together. Like, I seriously had never heard any shit like that, and you can hear the brush over that way start to shake. Reese fires over into the tree line and starts backing into the house. We lock the door and we can hear the shit keening and screaming. Reese says something had come out of the bushes super low to the ground and crawling towards the cabin. He had shot at it. Pretty much that's how the rest of the night went. It was literally screaming constantly for the next 2 hours, and we could hear shit moving around in the tree line, but it never came back up to the cabin until everyone had finally fallen asleep. Tan had been sitting in the chair watching the door with his rifle. Nobody else heard or saw this, and he told me 2 days later after the whole thing was over. He said he had been nodding off after the screaming, and the noises had finally stopped, and he had been almost asleep when he saw someone come out of the bathroom and lay down in the middle of the floor and go to sleep. He just assumed it was one of us and nodded off. Then he said he kind of realized something was wrong, and while pretending to be asleep, he counted us. There was 9 people in the cabin. He basically didn't want to try and shoot at the fucking thing in the cabin and have it kill us all then and there, or have Reese wake up and start shooting and then kill ourselves. So he just stayed awake all night pretending to be asleep. He said sometimes it would stand up and kind of do this weird jittery thing or heave like it was laughing, but then it would just lay back down. The story closes pretty weak because from my perspective, nothing happened. We woke up and I noticed that Ten was a little jittery and that he was avoiding looking at all of us, but we ate some breakfast, packed up, and started walking to his house. He stayed last in the cabin and said he locked up and bring me my uncle's keys to just start walking and he'd catch up, which I didn't really want to fucking do. We got a little bit up the path, and then when he came running up, basically we just jogged back to his house. His cousin took us home. There was a window in the bathroom. Tan had gone... Oh, my God. There was a window in the bathroom. Tan had gone back to lock up and looked in there. We were too stupid to lock a screenless window. The window was fucking up when he went in there. I'm guessing it had been doing that all along, waiting for us to fall asleep or slip up and then getting in among us. It walked with us all the goddamn way back to his house. And then he said it lagged to the back of the group and looked him dead in the eyes before walking into the woods. Absolutely the worst one that I've read. The worst one. I don't even know if I want to do this next month. I'm so fucking creeped out. Anyway, that's heebie-jeebies for you guys. I know that I didn't read this very well. I really don't care because I halfway through the story, I was so fucking creeped out. I don't care how badly I was reading. So I'm really sorry if I was reading really bad. But yeah, that's it. Thanks. Bye.